भगवते वासुदेवाय प्रभु आप ओडिया पढ़ सकते हैं तो हम देते हैं आपको ये श्रीमद् भागवतम तृतीय स्कंद एकादश अध्याय श्लोक 32-33 तो हम इसको निकलते हैं यहाँ से। परमायो वयसतम एवं विधेय अहोरात्रि कालवत्योपलक्षिते अपक्षीदमिवास्यापि परमायोर्वयसतम् एवं विधेय अहोरात्रि कालवत्योपलक्षिते अवक्षीदमिवास्यापि परमायोर्वयसतम् सद्धन बात एवं एक विभावरे विधे विधिरे अह दिवस गुड़िक रात्रि ही रात्रि द्वारा कालवत्या कालवती उपलक्षित ही एक प्रकार लक्षण द्वारा अपक्षितम गत प्राय इव परि अस्य तांकर अपि यदिओ परमायु जीवन काल वयः वयस वर्ष गुड़िक शतम एक प्रकरण वत् ब्रह्मा समेत जीव मान मध्य प्रत्येक आयुष एक भाव में ह्रास हुए विभिन्न लोक वास करुवा आदिवासी मान आयुष से ही लोक व ग्रहर काल कण अनुजाई एक शत वर्ष अटे भारत में प्रभात मान कहते जे विभिन्न लोक बास करुवा जीवर आयुष से ही लोकर काल गणना अनुजाई एक शत वर्ष अटे प्रत्येक क्षेत्र में लोक एक शत वर्ष सामान परिमाण नुहे श्री ब्रह्माजी पर जीवन काल एक शत वर्ष ब्रह्मलोकर काल गणना अनुजाई दीर्घतम समय अटे कि जदिओ ब्रह्मा जीवन काल अति दीर्घ तथापि यह कालावधि अनुजाई शेष हो जाए ब्रह्मा मध्य मृत्यु को भय करती एवं से मायाशक्ति कबल निजक मुक्त करने से भगवत भक्ति आचरण करती अवश्य पशु मान इतर प्राणी मान दायित्वबोध ना किंतु दायित्वबोध या मानव मन भगवत भक्ति आचरण नक अर्थात निजक भगवान सेवे निजुक्त नक मूल्यवान समय को अथा नष्ट कर दिखती आसन मृत्यु प्रति दृष्टि नद मृत्यु को भय नक से इंद्र भित्रे विषय भोग जीवन काल कटा दिखती यह हूँ मानव समाज पगड़ामी एक पगड़ व्यक्तिर किसी दायित्वबोध न थाए ठीक से जो व्यक्ति मृत्यु पूर्व दायित्वबोध प्रति सचेतन न हुए से एक पगड़ व्यक्ति कौन सी गुण में उन्नत नुहे कारण भविष्य प्रति दृष्टि नद जड़जागत जीवन को बड़ा आनंद उपभोग करने को चेष्टा करे ब्रह्मांड सर्वोत्तम जीव हूँ श्री ब्रह्माजी यही ब्रह्मा भाई आयुष पाई व्यक्ति परवर्त जन्म निमित्त निज प्रस्तुत करायित्व उपलब्धि करवा उचित प्रत्येक मानव परवर्त जन्म पर प्रस्तुत करने दरकार।
So first of all, I thank you for this and welcome to this Bhagavatam class. So here in Bhagavatam re amara yo uteskanda ekadash adhyay re kala ra ganana kara kara jauchi kala ra jo ganana rauchi kala amara jo vartaman jo amara jo system raichi jo anusara ame samaya dharan karu nirdharan karuche ये हूँ समय सब न्यूनतम समय हूँ सेकेंड सेकेंड रहा कि आम करें अवश्य आम तथा रही कि जहाँ साधारण सेकेंड कि बहुत कालर परिमाण जो वर्णना कर अति क्षुद्रतम जमी 8x13,500 सेकेंड जो गोटे 8x13,500 सेकेंड दैट इज कॉल्ड 1 त्रुटि तो वैदिक समय यह भाव निर्णय करेणु यह भाव में दिन मस वर्ष यह भाव में आम समय काल का परिमाण रही तेणु यू अंडरस्टैंड ओडिया ओडिया तो यो काल आम समस्त बयस काल जो रही समय रही 100 इयर्स 100 वर्ष आम जन्म आमर परिमाण में आम जो रही स्टाणार्ड में आम 100 इयर्स समय रही से भाव में जिते उन्नत लोक को जीवा से बयसर जदि से भी से 100 वर्ष किंतु से मैने समय परिमाण टी अलग रही जमी आम भगवदगीता अष्टम अध्याय वर्णना कर जे ब्रह्मांकर गोटे दिन हूँ 1000 दिव्य युग सहस्र युग पर्यंत अहर्ज ब्रह्म विदु भगवद्गीता इन भगवद्गीता 8th chapter इज डिस्क्राइब बाय लॉर्ड दैट द वन डे ऑफ ब्रह्मा इज इक्विवेलेंट टू 1000 दिव्य युग दिव्य युग कहले वर्तमान चलती बर्तमान कलिजुग चलती कलिजुग परिमाण हूँ 432,000 वर्ष ओनली 5,000 इयर्स आर पास अनदर 427,000 इयर्स आर देयर फर दिस कलिजुग देन कलिजुगर दुई गुण हूँ द्वापर युग परिमाण मैंने 864,000 वर्ष हूँ द्वापर युग परिमाण तेणु कलिजुगर तीन गुण 1,296,000 वर्ष ये हूँ त्रेता युग परिमाण एवं कलिजुगर चारिगुण 17,28,000 वर्ष ये हूँ सत्य युगर परिमाण तेनाली भाव में सत्य त्रेता द्वापर कलि ये चारिजुग दिशे हूँ 43,20,000 वर्ष 43,20,000 इयर्स ये हूँ गोटे दिव्य युगर परिमाण यही भाव में 1000 दिव्य युग अर्थात 432 कोटि वर्ष ब्रह्मांकर गोटे दिन परिमाण से रात रही 432 कोटि वर्ष यही भाव मस वर्ष एवं 100 वर्ष हेले ब्रह्मांकर आयुष कम्प्लीट हे ब्रह्मांकर आयुष कम्प्लीट हाँपी 100 इयर्स तेणु ब्रह्मांकर दिन में यह सब भौतिक स्वागत सब सृष्टि हो ब्रह्मा जो जात ये जो भौतिक जगत सृष्टि होम वैज्ञानिक मैंने ये बिलंग टू साइंटिस्ट मैं सो सम इयर्स बैक देयर वाज एन एक्सपेरिमेंट इन पेरिस परहैप्स बाय एक्सप्लोडिंग सम बम बिग बैंग द क्रिएशन माइट हैव बीन इन दिस वे बट हाउ दिस क्रिएशन इज हैज टेकन प्लेस दैट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड इन श्रीमद् भागवत सो एक्चुअली दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड that is created by the Lord. So in this above this material world there is a sphere, there is a atmosphere, there is a world that is called chit jagat, that is spiritual world. So in that spiritual world there is a ocean that is called karanadaka jala. Karanadaka jala means causal ocean, that is called causal ocean. That is the cause of everything. So in this world we see there are so many, for everything there is some cause. So this cause and effect, this is going on. So similarly, this material world, this effect is possible by the cause of the causal ocean. That is called causal ocean. Karanadaka jada, sagara, karanadaka sagara. So in that causal ocean, there is a Lord, one Lord is there, who is an expansion of the Supreme Lord. The beginning of the beginning Lord, or the original Lord is Krishna. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. So, one expansion comes from him, he is called Karnataka Sai Vishnu. His name, Tankar Namoji, all understand English, I think. All understand English. Huh? So, I can speak in English. No problem. The name, he is an expansion of the Lord Krishna. His name is Karnataka Sai Vishnu. He is called Mahavishnu. You might be knowing Vishnu, because in India we generally worship Vishnu. So he is called Karnataka Sai Vishnu or Mahavishnu. So from his nostril, from his nose, when he gives up his breathing, Vishwas, the same Vishwas in the Kaur Athagarangyo, Jivanti Lombilajaya Radanda Natha, Vishnu Mahan Sayyarasya Paravisesu, Govinda Manavrusham Tamam Vijaya. Lord Brahma has written one literature that is called Brahma Samhita. So in that Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma says, the Jasika Nishwasika Karma Pagavan, whose breathing, one breathing is, we cannot imagine what is the time in that breathing. So Jasika Nishwasika Karma Pagavan, Jivanti Rangilaja Jagadanda Nata. So in this like this material world, there is innumerable material worlds, innumerable. We cannot count it. Innumerable material worlds. So in every material world, there is a Brahma, who is the creator. There is a Brahma. So as we described, that Brahma's lifespan is 100 years. That is one day of Brahma is 432 crore years, that is one day of Brahma. 432 crore years, 1000 divya yuga, 1000 divya yuga, means 432 crores years, that is the one day of Brahma. So similarly, there is one light also, and in this way, we live for 100 years, and in this way, when the Karanataka Sai Vishnu, when he takes the breathing inside, all the material worlds go inside. So this is the lifespan of Brahma, and that is the period of one breathing of Lord Karanataka Sai Vishnu. So from that Karanataka Sai Vishnu, when he breathes, when he is breathing, so all these material worlds come from him. All these material worlds come from him. So this material world, when it is created, particularly this material world, where we are staying, this is 50 yojana, means 400 mile, 400 crore, 50 yojana, 550 koti yojana, 550 koti yojana, means 400 koti mile, that is 600 crore kilometer, that is the diameter of this material world, 600 kilometers, 600 crore, 600 koti, 600 crore kilometers. So when this material world is created from this causal ocean and Karanataka Sai Vishnu, which is called Mahavishnu, so another expansion comes from Karanataka Sai Vishnu, he is called Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. He is called Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. So he stays in this material world. At the time everything was darkness, there is always darkness everything here in this world. So he created his sweating. From his sweating, all this water comes. This is called Garbhodaka Jala. This water is called Garbhodaka Jala. So this Garbhodaka Jala, he fulfills 400 mile that half of this material world is filled with this water, that is Garbhodaka Jala, and he sleeps in that water. And how he sleeps? Now there is one Anantadev, another expansion of the Lord. He is in the form of a snake. Anantadev, he is called Anantadev. He is in the form of a snake, and on that body of the snake, the Lord Garbhodaka Vishnu sleeps. And his wife, consort Lakshmi Devi, is there messaging his dreams. So, from his navel, one lotus flower sprouts, one lotus flower. So, on that lotus flower, Brahma is created. By the Lord, Brahma is created. That's why Brahma is called Swayambhu. He is called Swayambhu. He has not come from any womb of his mother. He is directly manifested in the lotus flower. So, he is called Brahma, or Padma Dhoni. He is also sometimes called Padma Dhoni. So, when Brahma is created, after that, Brahma thought of himself, actually who is he, where is his source. So, he tried to find it out by himself. So, from that lotus flower, that stem, he came inside that stem, and for so many years he searched for his source, but he couldn't find any source. So, after this, he came back again to that flower, and there, while he was sitting, at that time he heard two syllables. One is Ta and another is Pa. Tapa, that is called Tapa, means austerity. He heard twice these two syllables, Ta and Pa. So, he performed tapasya or austerity for so many years. And then Lord Vishnu or Krishna, he manifested. Lord Krishna manifested and gave him his knowledge, gave him knowledge about him and all other things. Give all the knowledges in four verses, four shloka. Charodi shloka re sab kisi jnana se de de Brahma de de, tanko hrudaya re sab jnana de de. So, after learning from Lord Krishna these four verses, he became the creator of this material world. He is the first engineer of this universe. By these four verses, he learned everything. So, he started creating this material world. On that lotus flower and lotus stem, he divided into 14 planets. So, in the middle, this is called Earth planet. It was Prithvi. Above this Earth planet, there are another six planets. That is, you might be knowing this Gayatri. Om, Bhur, Bhuvah, Swah, like that. So, this is called Bhu Loka. Above this Bhu Loka is Bhuva Loka. Then Swarga Loka. Then Mahat Loka. Then Jana Loka. Then Tapa Loka. And final planet is Brahma Loka, where Brahma is residing. So, these are the seven planets, and below this earth also there are seven planets. They are called Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahitala, Rasatala and Patala. There are seven planets below this earth planet. So, all total there are 14 planets. So, when Brahma, in a day of Brahma, 14 Manus come, 14 Manus come, Manu come in one day of Brahma, 14 Manus come. So, the first Manu is called Swayambhu Manu. Swayambhu Manu, his son, Swayambhu Manu and his wife, Satarupa, they are the representation of the Lord. They are the personal representatives of the Lord. So, we have come all from this Manu, Swayambhu Manu. That's why we are called Manava. Manava is called Manava. Because Manava is called Manava. You know, in this way, when one day of Brahma ends, then the night comes. In the night, all these material worlds up to Swarga, heavenly planet, up to Swarga, all these planets, ଆର୍ ଇନଣ୍ଡେଟେଡ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ କଲ୍ଡ ଡିଭାଷ୍ଟେଟିଂ ୱାଟର୍ ପ୍ରଳୟପୟୋଗୀ ଜଳ ପ୍ରଳୟ ଜଳ ଡିଭାଷ୍ଟେଟିଂ ୱାଟର୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଓ୍ୱାନ୍ ଫାୟାର୍ କମ୍ସ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଅନନ୍ତ ଦେବ ହୁ ହୋଲ୍ଡସ୍ ଅଲ୍ ଦିସ୍ ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍ ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡ ଇନ୍ ଇଜ୍ ୱାନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ହିଜ୍ ବୁଟ୍ସ ହି ହାଜ୍ 1000 ବୁଟ୍ସ ହଜାରେ ଫଣା ଅଛି ଗୋଟିଏ ଫଣାରେ ଭଗବାନ ଅନନ୍ତ ଦେବ ଏ ସମସ୍ତ ଭୌତିକ ଜଗତକୁ ଧାରଣ କରିଛନ୍ତି ଏବଂ ବ୍ରହ୍ମାଙ୍କର ରାତ୍ରିରେ ତାଙ୍କର ମାନେ ମୁଖରୁ ଅଗ୍ନି ବାହାରେ ଯେଉଁ ଅଗ୍ନିରେ ଏ ସ୍ୱର୍ଗଲୋକ ପର୍ଯ୍ୟନ୍ତ ଧ୍ୱଂସ ହେଇଯାଏ ସ୍ୱର୍ଗଲୋକ ପର୍ଯ୍ୟନ୍ତ ଧ୍ୱଂସ ହେଇଯାଏ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ସ ୱାଇ ଦି ପିପୁଲ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ରିଜାଇଡ଼ିଂ ଇନ୍ ପ୍ଲାନେଟ୍ ଏଭବ୍ ସ୍ୱର୍ଗଲୋକ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ କଲ୍ଡ ମହତ୍ ଲୋକ ଭୃଗୁ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଅଦର ଡିସିଜ୍ ଆର୍ ଦେୟାର୍ ଇନ୍ ମହତ୍ ଲୋକ ସୋ ଦେ ଫିଲ୍ ଭେରି ମଚ୍ ହିଟ୍ ଦେ ଫିଲ୍ ଭେରି ମଚ୍ ହିଟ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ସ ୱାଇ ଦେ କ୍ୟାନଟ୍ ଷ୍ଟେ ଇନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ମହତ୍ ଲୋକ ସୋ ଦେ ଗୋ ଟୁ ଜନଲୋକ ପ୍ଲାନେଟ୍ ଜଷ୍ଟ ଏଭବ୍ ମହତ୍ ଲୋକ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ କଲ୍ଡ ଜନଲୋକ ସୋ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ୱେ ଜନଲୋକ ତପଲୋକ ଆଣ୍ଡ ବ୍ରହ୍ମଲୋକ ଦେ ଅଲୱେଜ୍ ରିଜାଇଡ୍ ମାନେ ଇନ୍ ଦ ଡେ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ଆଣ୍ଡ ଅଲସୋ ଇନ୍ ଦ ନାଇଟ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ଦେ ଅଲୱେଜ୍ ଦେର୍ ଇଜ୍ ନୋ ଡିଷ୍ଟ୍ରକ୍ସନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଫୋର୍ ପ୍ଲାନେଟ୍ସ ସୋ ଅପ୍ ଟୁ ଅଦର୍ 10 ପ୍ଲାନେଟ୍ସ ଦେର୍ ଇଜ୍ ଡିଷ୍ଟ୍ରକ୍ସନ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦ ନାଇଟ୍ ଅଫ୍ ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ସୋ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ୱେ ୱେନ୍ ଏଗେନ୍ ଡେ କମ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ଦେନ୍ ଅଲ୍ ଦିସ୍ 10 ପ୍ଲାନେଟ୍ସ ଆର୍ ଏଗେନ୍ କନ୍ଷ୍ଟ୍ରକ୍ଟେଡ୍ ବାଇ ଲର୍ଡ୍ ବ୍ରହ୍ମା Again, people or so many living entities are taking place, are taken place or they can take their bath and in this way they all live according to that time. So in every planet, those who are there in every planet, suppose we are in this matter, in this earth planet. So above this earth planet there is Bhuva planet and above this Bhuva planet there is Swarga planet. So there their lifetime is accordingly determined the more higher you go their lifetime is higher that's why you might be knowing that amara the devatas the demigods are called amara means they don't die that is not exactly correct they die but after a huge span of time that's why they are called amara so in this way However long one may live, like Brahma may live for so many years. In our earthly calculations, it may be thousands, crores of years. But still then, his lifetime ends. Everyone who is residing anywhere in this material world, jātasya hi dhruva mṛtyu, dhruvam janma mṛtasya, tasmāda parihārdhyate nātam sotitu marasya. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says to Arjuna, Oh Arjuna, Whenever anybody takes birth in this material world means he is destined to die. Jātasya hi dhruva mṛtyu. And when he dies, then again he comes, takes birth. Jātasya hi dhruva mṛtyu, dhruvam janma mṛtasya. Tasmāda parihārdhyate, as it cannot be changed, this birth and death cannot be changed. So you do not have to lament for this war, that you will kill so many persons. Why do you lament? Whenever anybody comes in this material world means he is destined to die. At the time of birth, there is also death. When we say we are so many years old, that means death has taken so many years for us. So in this way, in this material world, everyone is going to die. But the point is that actually this human form of life, human form of life, is destined or meant for overcoming death. That is blessings or in the human form of life, we have got a consciousness which is a higher consciousness. There are 84 kinds of living entities, species of living entities. 84 lakh ଜୀବ ଅଛନ୍ତି ଇନ୍ ପଦପୁରାଣ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଷ୍ଟେଟେଡ୍ ଯେମିତି ଜଳଦା 900,000 ଇନ୍ ୱାଟର ଦେର୍ ଆର୍ 9 lakh କାଇଣ୍ଡ ଅଫ୍ ଲିଭିଂ ଏଣ୍ଟିଟିଜ୍ 9 lakh 900,000 ସ୍ଥାବରା 200,000 ସ୍ଥାବରା ମିନ୍ସ ଦୋଜ୍ ହୁ କ୍ୟାନଟ୍ ମୁଭ୍ ସ୍ଥାବର ଷ୍ଟେ ଇନ୍ ୱାନ୍ ପ୍ଲେସ୍ ଲାଇକ୍ ପ୍ଲାଣ୍ଟସ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଟ୍ରିଜ୍ ମାଉଣ୍ଟେନ୍ସ mountains also are having lights. So they have 20 lakhs kinds of sthavara. Then Krumaya Rudra Sanchaka, little and insects, there are 11 lakhs kinds. Then Pakhina Dasalakshani, Pakhi means birds, 10 lakhs kinds of birds. Then Pasava Trisalakshani, animals of 30 lakh kinds of animals. So these, all these combined together becomes 80 lakhs. Asi lakhya jiva hosanti. Now above this 80 lakhs, when one completes these 80 lakhs kinds of lives, then he gets a human form of life. When one gets a human form of life, it is to be understood that he has passed all these 80 lakhs kinds of lives. Asilakya jana par hala pare jana manav jana prapta hoyechi. So the difference between a human being and all other lower species is that the human being has been endowed with a consciousness which is higher consciousness. Always Prabhupada says, what is the difference between a dog and a man? What is the difference? In especially in Western world, he asked this question several times. What is the difference between a dog and a human being? People cannot answer. They say that human being is having a higher brain, or like this. They say so many things. But they are exactly not able to answer this question. Actually, it is stated in our Vaidic Shastra, in the literature, that Ahara Nidra Vai Maithunam Cha Samanam Yedat Pasuvi Naranam Dharmam Ki Tesan Madhiko Visheso Dharmana Hina Pasuvi Savana. This, our bodily necessities, so far as bodily necessities are concerned, like eating, sleeping, mating and depending, these four things, four principles, these are the bodily necessities of living entities, and this is the common for both human beings and other animals and other living beings. But what is the difference between a human being and other animal, other animals or other living beings? Is that the human being can execute dharma. Dharma is desa kadhiko vishe. This is the special difference. This is the specific. In this way, human beings are superior. They can execute dharma, and other animals or other living entities, they cannot do that. Their consciousness is not so high. So there are five kinds of consciousness. One is called Abhuta Chetana, that is covered consciousness. Another is called Sankuchita Chetana, that is shrunken consciousness. So these 80 lakhs kinds of living entities, even these 80 lakh kinds of living entities are in these two consciousness, very lower state of consciousness. That is called covered consciousness or shrunken consciousness. But when one gets a human form of life, his consciousness is higher. That is called body consciousness. We are having all body consciousness. In body consciousness, we can inquire Brahma Jigyasa, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. That's why Vyasadeva, Lord Vyasadeva, has written so many literatures, Veda, Upanishad, Purana, all these things he has compiled. And at the end, he compiled Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra, the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra is Athato Brahma Jigyasa. That means as long as a human being doesn't inquire about himself, about Brahma, then he is to be considered as good as an animal. There is no difference between animal and human being. Even if he has got so much such a higher consciousness, but still then he has utilized this life in this bodily necessities of life, that is meeting, eating, sleeping, mating and depending, and no more that. That's why he has lost his value of life. Hari Hari, Vipave Janama Bhuvayana, Manusya Janma Paya, Radha Krishna Namadhyaya, Janiya Sunya Misa Khaya. There is a Vaishnava Kavi, Narottam Das, he says, that hey, oh my Lord, I have lost my human form of life. Because you have given me such a higher form of life, But I didn't pray you, I didn't offer any service to you. So my life, I committed suicide in this human form of life. So this body consciousness, if we make sadhu sangha, satsanga, etc., then we can develop this body consciousness to a higher stage of consciousness. That is called Vikas Chetana, burgeoning consciousness. Vikas Chetana, burgeoning consciousness. Then again we develop this burgeoning consciousness to the highest stage of consciousness. That is called fully burgeoning consciousness. Purna Vikas Chetana. When we reach that stage of life, fully developed consciousness, that is called Krishna Chetana, Krishna consciousness. That's why our this organization is called International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Krishna consciousness is there in every living being. But when a human being associates with a saintly person and he executes service to the Lord, then his consciousness develops to the highest stage of life, highest state, that is called Krishna consciousness. That is fully grounded consciousness. When we reach that consciousness, then our human form of life is successful. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Mamupetya punarjanma dukhalaya asasutam naapnavati mahatman sansidhim paramangata. When we take shelter of the Lord, mamupetya, then, and if we succeed in that, we get the blessings of the Lord, then we need not have to, after passing this life, after this passing this body, we need not have to again come to this material world. We have to go to the spiritual world, where there is no path and death. That is there, in the spiritual world. Mamupetya punarjanma dukhale masas. This material world, its characteristic is dukhale. It is full of miseries. And there are four types of miseries are prominent. That is called birth, death, old age, and disease. The scientists, how many years they may go on researching, but these four problems, Prabhupada says, this is a challenge to the scientists. However much they may endeavor, however experiments they may do, whatever experiment they may do, but these four problems cannot be solved. This birth, death, old age, and disease. That's why this material world is called full of miseries, dukkhara. And even if one wants to stay in this material world with these miseries, still then he cannot stay because it is asashvatam. In one day of Brahma, it exists. In one night of Brahma, it again annihilates. In this way, srishti, sthiti, pralaya, creation, maintenance, and destruction, going on simultaneously. After creation, after so many years of creation, there is again destruction. That is called asasutam. It cannot stay forever. Asasutam. So, but when one gets this blessings of the Lord, one takes the shelter of the Lord, mamupetya punarjanma, he did not have to come again to this material world, which is full of misery and temporary period of life. Then, where he goes? Mamupetya punarjanma dukhal naapnuvanti. They did not get this material world. They do not again suffer in this material world. They have got Mahatman. And sansiddhi paramangata, that is the highest perfection in human form of life. Sansiddhi, samyak siddhi, the highest perfection in human life. So they go to the spiritual paramangata. Paraman means the spiritual world, where there is no destruction. There is always that material world, that spiritual world remains always. There is no destruction in the spiritual world. And that is our highest destination of human form of life. Yeah. So those who are wise, they take to the service of the Lord and they do bhajan of the Lord. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. those who are wise persons, this text is from Bhagavata, 11th canto, 5th chapter, text 32, recited by Navajotendra. They are the sons of Lord Rishabhdev, who is an expansion of the Lord, Lord Rishabhdev. They say, Navajotendra, they say that Krishna Varana, Kisha Krishna, Sangha Pangastra Parshadam, Jagdhi Sankirtan Praya, Jadadhi Sumedasa. Those who are very much intelligent, Sumedasa, those who are very intelligent, they take to this Krishna consciousness. In the Kali Yuga, they take to chanting of the Lord. Krishna Varana, they take to the center of the Lord. Who is Krishna Varana? Who is the Lord? There is in every Yuga, in every millennium, there is an expansion or there is an avatar of the Lord. There is an incarnation of the Lord in every millennium. Lord, you might be knowing this verse, famous verse in Bhagavad Gita. Jada jada vitharnasya brahmi bhagavati bharata abhyuthan padarnasya tadat manam sudamyam paritranaya sadhunan vinashaya chaduskutam dharma sanstapanathaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Yuge yuge means every millennium the Lord comes. So, how the Lord comes in this millennium, this Kali Yuga, this is called Kali Yuga, this millennium, how the Lord comes? Now, the characteristics of the Lord in Kali Yuga is that he always chants the name two syllables, Krishna, Krishna Varna, two syllables. Always chants Krishna, 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 always chants like this. Though he is the Lord, but he comes in this millennium, in this Kali Yuga, as a devotee of the Lord. Because in Dwapar Yuga, the Lord came and he declared that I am the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 7, you will see the Lord says to Arjuna, hey Arjuna, Matta Parataran Nanyat, Kinti Rasti Dhananjaya. There is no greater truth than me. I am the highest truth. And Matta, Mahisarvam Vidam Krotam Sutra Mani Manayiva. Everything else in this world is linked to me, just like you see the garland. So many flowers are there, they are tied together in a thread. Similarly, everything in this world are linked to me just like a garland. So, the Lord says, God proclaims that I am the Lord, Supreme Lord, Matta Paratara Nanyat Kinti Rasti Dhananjaya. But people cannot understand these things. People say, why should I surrender to you? The Lord, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, in the end, Lord says to Arjuna, Arjuna, this is the real principle, real religious principle. I come to Paritranaya Sadhana. Why do I come? Now I give pleasure to my devotees. And I annihilate those who do not take shelter of me. Vinashaya Dushtakam. And I also establish religious principles, dharma sanstapanathaya. So what is the religious principle? That dhasarva dharma paritya mam ekam saranam braja. You leave aside all the other religious principles. Your actual religious principle is to take shelter of the Lord Krishna. Mam dharma sanstapanathaya mam ekam saranam braja. Not to anybody else, only to Lord Krishna. So people cannot understand why such a thing we have to surrender to Lord or how we surrender to Lord. People cannot understand. That's why the same Lord Krishna who has told all these things in Bhagavad Gita 5000 years ago, he, when he went to the spiritual world, he thought that whatever I have said, I have not done it practically. Only theoretically I have said. So people cannot understand and you cannot observe these things, these religious principles. So he came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he came. So he is the Lord in this age of Kali Yuga. So how do you understand that he is the Lord? Because he always chants the name of the Lord, Krishna Varana. And what is the color and complexion of his body? It is Kisha Krishna. It is yellowish, like golden color. That's why called Gaura, Gauranga. Gaura means yellow, gold. Krishna Varana, Krishna Sangha Pankastra Parshadam. He doesn't come alone. He comes with his associates, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Radhadhara, Srivasadi, Sri Gaurabhakta Vrinda. He comes with his associates. And Jati Sankirtan Pradhi, he establishes this Jugal Dharma of this Kali Yuga, that is Bhagavan Naam Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. He establishes this, this is the Jugal Dharma. In every Juga, in every Milena, there is a religion, there is a Jugal Dharma. Like in Satya Yuga, people were meditating Dhyana, Kritya Dhyaya Vishnu, Tritya Dhyaya Makhi. In Tritya Yuga, when Lord Ramchandra came, there is Jagya, fire sacrifices. And Dwapara Yuga, there is Archana in the temple, worshipping, form of worshipping. And in Kali Yuga, only this is chanting of the name of the Lord. Sangopanga, the tea sankirtan prayer, the other things you mean, those who are very much intelligent, they get to the service of the Lord through this chanting of the name of the Lord. So in this way, they will be able to get the highest perfection in their human form of life, and they will be able to overcome this death. So this human form of life is made to overcome, to solve the problems of birth, death, old age and disease. So those who are very much intelligent, they get to this only. And they don't live like just like animals. They are just like animals. They do not have any sense of duty. They do not understand that my life is meant to solve these problems of the material world. They cannot understand. So those who do not take the sacrifice of the Lord, they do not understand their duty, that my duty in this human form of life is to overcome this death, not to again come to this material world and suffer in the form of birth, death, and old age. So, in this way, now the time is there. So, I will conclude my speech. जय श्री भागवतम की जय श्री गोपाल की जय श्री कृष्णदेव की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की दारी बोध आनंदे जय श्री गोपाल अभी एनी क्वेश्चन थैंक यू वेरी मच